Hey, Andrew.
Yeah?
Do you have any, like, songs that you sing to yourself during the day when you're doing things?
Yeah.
What's lots your of song?
Well, I listen to a lot of music while I'm doing things, so those usually override. I just make up songs, actually.
Me too.
Yeah, I do songs about my day often. It's either that or Wuthering Heights. It's the two songs I do.
Yeah.
I sing a ton of terrible children's songs.
I have to say that the intro to Perfect Strangers comes up a lot. Trouble by Cat Stevens.
Mm.
It's funny, Perfect Strangers was the name of the, in our Carbon City campaign, that was their superhero team name. Yeah. And that was their theme song, was the theme
Standing
song.
Standing by with the wind in your hair. You're never gonna leave this moment. Ba 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 ba.
And only Jake remembered Perfect Strangers, so it was just like an inside joke we all did for him. Kind of like,
I didn't remember the show, but I remembered the song.
Believe it or not, I don't remember the song. Me. I watched the show.
Oh, wait, no. That's a different song.
That's a something hero. Like a, it's
oh,
a
yeah,
superhero.
Yeah. Same era.
Bosom Buddies had a pretty good theme song, too. But yeah, those are the songs that come up in my head. I might have interrupted Morgan.
I thought of Teal today when... listen to Running Up That Hill,
Kate Bush running up the hill.
Yeah,
Cloud Bursting. Yeah,
no, not Cloud
Running Up That Hill.
It's just called Running Up
That
Hill.
Running Up That Hill. Yeah.
It's on that same album, though. I do a lot of the making up your own song, but then when I'm like grinding it out at work, the stick song, gotta be a blue collar man. The long nights, impossible lives. That comes into my head all the time.
Wonderful.
That's awesome.
Morgan, you remember that song that Stefan used to play a lot that was like, I am your butterfly. I need your protection.
Be my samurai. Yes.
That was the Antwoord.
The Antwoord.
I have a little tiny dog. It's a Pomeranian. And when I see her, like, running, every time I see her running, I think, too hot to trot, she's a tiny tater tot, she needs your protection.
Nice.
That's amazing. Good. Yeah.
The Antwoord's great. I have to say,
I think this is a phrase millennials or Zoomers refer to as living rent-free in your head. Like, what song lives rent-free in your head? Phrases. I have a lot of Star Trek apple juice.
That's preposterous. There must be rent forever.
Star Trek apple juice definitely lives rent free in my head. Just various phrases.
Oh, like... yeah. I just sing G.I. Joe a lot from the G.I. Joe YouTube videos.
Yeah.
G.I. Joe.
I've got a weird one. It's time to get together because it's get together weather. 10,000 fingers of Dr. Terwilliger. Dude.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then the whistling song from
Robin Hood.
Yes.
It's not exactly a song. I have a recording, and Crazy Pat lives in my brain on a daily basis, and I'll just be thinking about nothing and go like, the ancient Chinese, well, they had a ship.
Ooh, ancient Chinese is very good.
Well, I was studying Egyptians in Penn Valley. That phrase will pop into my head like 3 times a day.
The only people I've ever heard use the term living rent-free in your head are online conservative angry people who are talking about liberals remembering things.
Huh.
Like recalling facts about a thing that happened.
So Zoomers, like, I guess.
I mean, it's like nostalgia. It's just a word that evolves and rolls over. People get mad about it, and then it goes.
I don't understand why it's a bat. Like, all my ideas are freely living. I don't understand why.
Well,
there's
some things that you don't want to think about and do.
Like,
that
and you charge those ones rent.
Like gum jingles, right? Those live rent free in my head, I guess. But like,
but then there's
what
like
doesn't
gum,
live
there's
rent. Where do you charge the rent?
Who's I know what rent is it a psychological rent?
Yeah, who? Where is the money like going? Damage? Like, I don't get it.
No, it's nostalgia, dude. Your rent is nostalgia, and when you think back, and it's
what the fuck does that mean?
Your rent is nostalgia.
Okay, here we go. When broken down,
and we thought we didn't have an opener.
Nostalgia means means home and pain.
Yes, exactly.
Home pain.
Yeah, oh. Exactly.
What aspects of nostalgia mean home?
Is it like
pain?
The mold in my bathroom?
Nostos and algia.
Oh, nice.
The two parts of the word.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You miss home.
Your home hurts.
So how's that rent?
Because because it's you're thinking that something good. You're getting something from a memory. You're getting something from the memory.
I know you're not actually mad, Morgan, but I'm kind of hearing a little anger in your voice.
Really?
I like it a lot.
He's really mad. I got to explain myself in order for him to accept.
Oh, did you get in his head and you didn't pay shit?
Oh. He's a fucking mental freeloader.
What would it cost? What could you pay? How would you pay?
You owe him nostalgia now or something.
Yeah, you owe me.
It's like you putting an eviction notice.
Does that mean I have to give you a nice memory from a time you didn't used to remember?
You have to create one with him that he can think about later.
The things that give you nostalgia live, they're paying their rent in your head.
What's with like endorphins?
The endorphins, the good memory. The positivity.
Okay, so things that live rent free are bad memories?
Oh, yes. So it's only bad memories.
No.
Okay.
I'm confused.
Wait, is everyone angry now? This is awesome.
Yeah.
Are you telling me that my memories of Captain Planet are bad?
Well, no, but they're not living rent free.
Right.
Well,
they pay you in nostalgia. I'm on your side now, Andrew.
I'm telling you.
Memories of Captain Planet and Street Sharks are bad. They are not paying their rent.
I loved Captain Planet. I
were happy about it the other day.
Earth.
It can be trash and I can love it.
Wind. Fire.
It's not trash. It's got a guy whose heart, like the embodiment of heart, is like.
And what was his power again? He could talk to animals?
So what? Yeah, I don't. He would just show up and be there for your friendship.
Earth, wind, fire, water.
He was the glue.
Yes, I understand the five elements.
I'm trying not to yell, even though I'm very excited.
It's all about... So,
what I'm wondering is, like, the fire guy shoots fire. The ice guy shoots ice. The wind, whatever okay?
I know where you're going.
Heart guy...
Inappropriate.
What does heart guy do?
What does he
shoot? Blood at everyone, dude.
He shoots blood?
He pumps blood.
Pumps gently around. Just bleeds. He just bleeds. He's like a horny toad. He just bleeds out of his eyes.
He just he stores everyone's blood.
Making a mockery of Captain Planet. Like, they all had rings.
He's like blood transfusion man. He just gives the blood out. Oh, yeah.
Plasma boy.
A wonderful guy to have on the battlefield.
Talk to animals.
It's just imagine like useless. A group of that's guys showing up and one of them is there useless. And he's just like, I'm here for the
dude,
blood.
Was Dr. Doolittle useless? Dr. Yeah, Doolittle
mostly?
Was awesome.
No, he did very little.
He helped a snail, right?
A thing? I mean, to be fair, Jared, his name is Doolittle.
Yeah, but that was a joke. It's like calling a big guy tiny.
Brag. That's like, I just do little, but it's all the right what I gotta do. Like, what I gotta do.
Just talk to animals.
Yeah, all day.
You talk to animals and you get the best side quests, like
ever.
That's true. They're
always the fun ones.
That'd be funny if he lived in like New York City and like was really excited when he saw a dog because he could talk to it because there's just not a ton of animals
it's
in his life.
It's like a mean New York pigeon or a dog or whatever. They're like really rude. Tell him to fuck off.
He's like, I've been using my superpower all week.
He's totally banned from the zoo. They're like, dude, you can't come back here.
Why?
Because it gets all weird with the animals, and the animals freak out.
Okay, there's not like you brought the sexual element here yourself.
The guy from Captain Planet, who's the heart, is a bestiality.
Well, no, it's love. He loves animals. He doesn't necessarily have sex with them, but he loves them, and that makes them uncomfortable.
They all had rings, and when the love guy did his magic powers, hearts would shoot out of his ring.
This is what actually happened.
I know, but
did they actually have control over the elements, or did they just make Captain Planet?
No, they used their little weapon rings.
Yeah, independently,
and then they could build Captain Planet just like Voltron, you know.
Yeah, if they put all their rings together, Captain Planet would show up and save the day. Yeah. But in the first act. First two acts, they would be trying to figure it out themselves, and there'd be like some The villain would always be like someone who's just like an evil scientist who's like, I love chemicals. They're just dumping a bunch of chemicals in a river and being like, more and chemicals. Someone
would capture Heart Boy and they'd have to go save Heart Boy because Heart Boy has no powers except loving animals.
He'd be in the river with the otters being like, we're dying.
Do you want to hear the lyrics, sir? Or are we happy with our fake one? Our fake one is better, so maybe we just won't even read what it is.
I'm curious now, though.
I mean, the Captain Planet and Planeteers wiki fandom is pretty certain about this.
About Heart's powers?
Mm-hmm.
You're building a lot of suspense here.
What is the power of Heart, Captain Planet? Telepathy. The heart gives its holder the abilities of telepathy and empathy to a limited degree. We can't have too much empathy or else neoliberalism won't work.
Limited degree? That's hilarious.
It's just not too much for you.
The least offensive.
They give you the better power full. Telepathy is a lot more useful than empathy. Like, this is Deanna Troi versus Luxana Troi. She can actually read your mind. Her daughter can only be like, he seems angry. Yeah, no shit, he seems angry.
Empathy is not a superpower.
No, that was a joke of Deanna Troi.
You won't be able to do anything.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, the
it is in this day and age, am I right?
Oh, boy, are you ever?
Okay, despite being the least offensively capable magic ring, it makes up for this by having a plethora of uses. It can be used to communicate with Gaia and the holders of other four magic rings as long as they're all conscious. So it's also a walkie-talkie.
It's a phone. Good.
Well, I mean, telepathy, he can control all the others and Captain Planet and Evil Chemical Guy and make his own show.
In the reboot, he should be the villain.
Yeah,
he should like
true.
Be corrupted by the chemical lady. He's like, actually, I do like chemicals, and like takes over their minds and stuff.
Yeah, he takes a bunch of acid with chemical lady and meth.
He wasn't like a Professor X level telepath, though. Obviously, he wasn't.
I think he was, but he was just his empathy prevented him from abusing his powers.
Yeah,
he was too kind.
Such a sweet boy.
I like it's like the Egyptian version of the heart. Because they thought the heart was the mind, so he's like doing telepathy by like putting like having a little heart attack and then
getting your heart. He's Brazilian.
Like... Yeah. Okay.
Well, there you go. Enough said.
So that clears everything up.
Classic.
All right. Okay.
So what happened last episode?
Chris French.
Yeah, French. You did recap.
Oh, yeah, that's correct. Environment equals indoors, people stuck inside red cocoons, comma, inside factory floor, red fog, comma, catwalks, comma, shelves, machinery, colon, style equals dystopian, comma, colored pencil.
I like colon, style. That really sounds like I don't know, like a hype man thing to yell. Oh, or
colon, style.
You missed colon, style. It was like 1998 in Switzerland. It was this rave scene. Amazing.
Colon, style? I thought that was Harry Styles' new album.
No, it's a dance move.
Prequel to Open Gangnam Style?
God damn it. The Smangler was definitely there when he was the... Disco Viking or whatever.
Yep.
Techno Viking.
Yeah. So we found the meat berries. We moved through the meat berries because we've got a job to do. We've got to get to the head to get the code, to bring it to the arm, to send the signal, to back charge the pump and Duke flush the valve.
I like Duke flush.
Shoot the Duke.
Sorry. Back flushing the Duke valve. That's what it's called. I have a machine at work that actually has a page that says that, and that's
Duke
how
valve?
You clean it.
Mm. Oh, see it in my bathroom. I labeled my toilet handle the Duke Flush.
Mm. Oh, okay. So, yeah, mine is because the company's name is Thompson and Duke.
I do have two bathrooms in my house.
No, I mean flushers.
Oh, two bathrooms.
Why would you label the flusher flushes?
Oh. Is there another control on the you're getting confused?
It's the bidet. Just want to spray himself with the bidet.
You never do the reverse button on the back?
If any of my friends had one of those, it would be you, I feel like.
So yeah, you guys made your way across the floor of the meat generation room, went up some stairs, opened a door, and within the room you found Nipple Demus Breston and Creamy Jeannie.
Mm.
Right.
And they tempted you with Nipodemus had a breast on top of his tonsured head.
So tempting.
And he tempted you with it.
Yeah, it was.
And Janet...
Irresistible.
Janet couldn't resist, and she went over and sucked on it. Honestly, when I made that encounter, I thought you guys were just going to shoot them before I could finish the description.
I so thought about it.
The fact that you guys let Janet cross the room and suck on this guy's head was really surprising to me.
I said nah.
I don't know. Nah. Nah.
That wasn't playing the character. That's what I would do.
I don't think any vanity damage for that.
Nope. Just, you get three back.
I guess you didn't
from the
any.
Milk?
Yeah. It's good for you.
So actually, why don't you guys give me one more minute with Andrew? I've got one more thing I got to tell him without you guys here.
Okay.
Let us know.
Okay.
Just you, Andrew?
Hello.
Hey, Andrew.
Why?
So you got you? Yeah. Roll a sanity.
Okay. Let's see here. A check or?
Yeah, a check.
Oh, okay. Yeah, 1353.
1353. Okay, so I'm only gonna do a D4 to you.
Jesus.
You take three, and you can use your bonds if you want.
Put it on the Smang for story. One.
Okay.
So
the other
two...
thing, the lady. So at the end of the, I didn't cover it in the recap with everybody here, but the lady inside the drawer.
Yeah.
In totally. The cabinet.
Yeah, I know who that is.
So at the end of the episode, that is that's Sandy. Yep. She's a secretary here in the meat plant, and she. You've seen a picture of her texted to you on your phone that you immediately deleted, and she is your contact through MeetQuest to get you the information that you need. Like she knows what you need here, so that's who she is, right? So they're like, when you get into the meat plant, find this lady, and she will give you the information you need. That then you give it to us.
What's her name?
Her name is Sandy Cooch Cooch.
Oh, yeah, Sandy Cooch Cooch. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to summon the boys back.
My pocket's vibrating. Is it time?
Apocalypse, yep.
Apocalypse stick.
Atocalypse.
I'm back.
I'm glad we're getting some... stuff we can't listen to. I that was really fun in the first season. I liked doing stuff like that.
That was fun.
Oh man, that means I can't listen.
Oh, that's probably a first, right?
Yeah, that sucks.
You can just what I did is I would just
skip
past those parts.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
And just get ready to scream if it's something you don't want to hear. You can't hear it.
Looks like is Danny back.
Yeah, why can't he listen? Okay.
Because now he's in game.
He's in it.
Oh, no.
It's part of the game.
Well, who will be the librarian?
Right?
Oh, yeah.
That's why we brought Morgan in, so that nobody would actually fact check us anymore.
Not to get real unfactual.
We had a stillbirth episode not too long ago, and Morgan called me out. He called me out hard for using the word droll.
Oh yeah.
I wasn't trying to call you out. I was just trying to inform you so that if you wanted to, you could control your image, you know.
Oh, he informed me hard.
Wow.
I was not trying to shame you.
You can just control your image a little bit better.
Roll 2d12, Morgan.
So you guys killed Nipodemus.
Game dice.
You killed Nipodemus Preston and Creamy Jimmy. Janet had a seizure on the floor. And then you guys heard a noise in the kitchen in the little like break room kitchen of the throat, and you heard a cabinet thumping, and you guys went over and opened it up, and inside the cabinet is like this really skinny lady who just looks super terrified. She's wearing like a, you know, like a pantsuit kind of outfit, but she looks like she hasn't slept in 3 days. She's got big dark circles under her eyes, and if I casted her, she'd look like Halle Berry, but maybe like, you know, only 5'2".
I think that's about how big Halle Berry is.
I thought she was tall.
I don't know.
Don't know.
Man, I have no idea.
I motion to Smangler to not stab her.
Yeah, yeah, like, I'm already not stabbing her.
Oh, good
job. Curled up. She's trying to curl up in the back of the cabinet. She looks terrified. Terrified of you guys. Excuse me.
Yeah, I don't cut in half terrified people.
Hey, hey, it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, it is.
Vince is going to do a kind of a search check to see if there's anybody else. I'm tired of being distracted by something and kind of start searching.
Okay, what's your search?
I don't think it is crazy fantastic. It was 20%.
Okay, roll it.
Boing. I get 43.
43? You fail? Mm-hmm. So the sink in the rec room, it's full of opaque gray water. Like there's a clog in it. And as you're looking around the room, you see like you see movement in the gray water. It looks like something's swimming under the surface.
Can I turn on my like tack light on my gun or flashlight and see if I can pierce through the gray?
You can do that, and you don't succeed in piercing through the gray.
Very gray.
There's nothing in there, but Vince, for the duration, for like the next 5 minutes, Vince is convinced there's like an eel or something in that sink.
Pretty reasonable. Hey, are you okay? You can come out of there. It's okay. We're not going to hurt you. I'm a cop.
You're police?
Yeah. They're DEA. Come on.
Are they dead?
The creeps with the weird boob thing? Yeah, they're dead.
They've just been sucking for hours. Sucking and suckling and sucking and sucking.
And she just starts keening back and forth, holding her head, saying sucking and sucking and sucking and sucking.
Jesus.
You're fine. And Mir walks away because she's not good with people. She's, as she said, a cop.
How about Smangler? You're right there. Smangler's really charismatic.
A crazy person. I mean,
he's also, by the way, Smangler had a breaking point in his sanity. He's a megalomaniac. He's confident.
Oh yeah, that's right.
He's confident that he can do anything. I think you have a slightly older character sheet.
Oh right.
I think his sanity is somewhere around like 43 or something. So yeah, why don't you try to engage with her?
Come with me. I'll make sure that you get the help you need.
Okay, that's some good bravado. Do you have psychotherapy or persuade?
I can't imagine I have psychotherapy.
All right, roll me a straight
persuade. Is
23
charisma.
Charisma times 5.
34 under 40.
Oh.
Yeah, so you kind of smile at her and tell her that, and she recognizes you as the Smangler.
Yeah, she does.
And she like she's like, wait, yeah. you're not a cop.
No, I'm much more than that.
And like her shock that the wrestler, the Smangler, is here kind of like breaks her out of her craziness for a second.
Yeah, I give her like a flex, you know, like a bicep curl, like ugh.
Be like getting busted by Steven Seagal in the 90s in New Orleans.
Okay. She comes out.
I'm gonna just like take her by the hand and lead her back to us.
Aren't we all right there?
I don't know. I don't know where we are.
Yeah, we're off on the little rec room, but we're all in the same general area. But, okay. So what's the name of the doctor we're looking for?
Dr. Sinisholin.
Sinisholin. Is Sinisholin in the head? I'll ask her.
Yeah. Yeah, Sinisholin's in there.
Who are you? What happened?
My name's Sandy. I don't know how long I've been here, but everybody started going crazy and Don told me to hide. And then he went into the head. He's in there with the doctor and that man who says he's an FBI agent is with them. And after a while, Jimmy and Breston came out, but they were changed. They were different. They looked like, oh my God, what the fuck? And she like sees that you guys had cut the top off of this guy's head.
Oh my God.
It's not just shut.
Take off my blood-soaked sweatshirt and just put it over the head and the, just or the boob. I just cover the boob with the
out of respect.
The everything's fine. Boob? Now, now it's PG, so we're all good.
I don't know. Like you got covered in blood, and then you took like a sort of a shower and like an emergency chemical bath. So you're just sort of wet and pink right now, I'd imagine. His blood doesn't wash off very easily.
It's probably nice to take off the sweater, actually. the bloody so wet sweater.
Oh yeah, it's like steamy here.
Are you, Janet? What are you doing? Are you just she like laying sits on the floor?
Up. No, she sits up and she is like, "Oh, Sandy,
Janet, is what the FDA?
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
Good to
There's
see
a
you.
Health hazard."
You people aren't the cops.
Oh, I'm helping
join,
them.
Joint task force, FDA, DEA,
DOD.
And Spangler's going to drive our helicopter out of here. He's our helicopter pilot.
Yeah, can I leave? Yeah. Is it okay to go?
I mean, it's very dangerous
out
there.
Don't go.
Stay with us.
Stay with you.
Yes.
We have a plan to clear the factory. You just have to... say stay in this room. Maybe it'd be best.
I can look over after you. Don't worry.
Okay, or stay with Janet. And Beer goes to Janet the side eye like, what?
And she just... I guess she kind of faints.
I catch her. I'm right there, and I catch her.
Let's just put her back in faint. There for now.
And yeah, I'm going to put her back.
We got the information we needed.
Actually, that might not be the worst idea in the world.
It's a good idea. Yeah. I'm going to put her back in the cupboard and close it gently.
I was thinking of leaving her my knife, but never mind.
She'd kill herself.
You come in her cupboard.
Jesus Christ. That's not good. She's lost way too much sanity. Think about how many sanity checks she went through.
Yeah, one an hour probably for sitting in this room.
And her life is one big sanity check.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all everyone's life is.
We could just put her back in there. She's passed out. We'll go clear the bung.
Yeah, no, she
come back for her.
She's back in there. Yep.
Okay, when we go breach the head, guys, do not shoot that doctor. They have the code we need. Isn't that right, Pete? To flush the bung?
I don't know. I think I might be able to I think you just got to look up the code from the head if we access the computer in there.
Oh, well,
I don't know.
Let's kill everyone then.
Don't kill the doctor.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I guess we need answers. That's true.
So when we go in there, grab the doctor, kill everyone else, and let me get to the computers, and so I can use my computer skills.
I mean, if Don's head of security, he's definitely armed. Maybe we should try to go in.
Vince looks up from the sink. He's about to actually cut the cord off of a coffee maker and put it into the sink to electrocute whatever's in there. And he stops and he goes,
"Nice.
Why don't we use the lady and come in amicably?"
Oh, I have an idea.
Very useful.
Good idea.
No. Bring her out of the cabinet and I'm going to do a full body scan of her with Scrambleton and project her.
It's not needed. I will carry her and they can see us through cameras, I am sure.
I don't know if they are that competent in this weird factory.
I'm gonna look
because if so, they would already be seeing what we're doing and stopping us.
These people are even bad necessarily. They might still be sane if they just lock themselves in the head. I would.
We just open the doors and I project
rather undisturbed.
Okay,
I think that's a decent distraction. We could just go in and try to just see if they'll talk. But I'm worried about this Don guy, head of security. He's probably going to try to keep anyone from getting in there.
Well we the have FBI a guy, lot of bullets. We'll be
FBI's got to die. We owe Chester.
Right.
There are cameras all over the place, just so you guys know.
I'm going to wave at a camera and then point at the door. Like, we're coming in.
I'm going to carry the girl.
All right.
Sorry. Forget her.
Oh, so you guys are going to take her with you?
Take her back out of the cupboard.
So we awkwardly, after awkwardly shoving her in a cupboard, we awkwardly unshove her from the cupboard.
I'll poke her with the cord I made, and it'll wake her up.
Oh, Jesus.
Then that will help
120.
Somehow. Okay, well, That's why you are not a billionaire. All right, go ahead.
She wakes up back up.
I'm annoyed with Vince. She wakes back up.
She wakes up again as you pull her out of the cupboard.
Hey, how's it going? I'm carrying her delicately, and I said, we're going to go into the head, and we're going to make sure everything stays peaceful as long as we need it.
It's more safe in there.
That's where Breston and Creamy Jimmy came from.
I'm sure Dawn just sent them out. Didn't want to kill them, maybe, but just got rid of them. I don't know. Dawn's head of security, right? He'll keep the head safe.
Yeah, Dawn's he's a big, strong man.
Don't you want to see Dawn? Weird. And I roll a persuade, which is high, if that's okay.
You what?
I roll a persuade, or okay. I say, I say we should go, don't you think? See Dawn?
Yeah, why don't you roll a persuade?
Sorry. I have a high persuade, and I wanted to use it, and I...
Yeah, roll your persuade.
Just your persuasive tone sounds stoned. It's probably...
53. Well, that's permanent.
Roll a persuade, but you have minus 10 because your face is covered in petroleum jelly and burns.
Yeah.
And probably right. A fair amount of blood.
The blood kind of, if when I smile, the blood just starts seeping out of my lips. A little extra. I still got it. 53 under 60.
I'm sorry, you clipped out. What'd you get?
53 under 60.
Damn. Okay. Whatever you say, I'll go with you.
Thank you.
We'll be fine.
We'll keep you safe, and Dawn will keep you safe. It's all good. So we need I think Smangler has the key for the door.
Yeah, you don't need a key.
Oh, we can just walk right in.
From the head to from the throat to the head. It's just a regular double door.
Maybe Vince and her go in with the rest of us right behind him.
Yeah, I'd like to be standing a little bit back, so it's the first thing they see, but you guys are, like, in front of me, so I can get out of the way if all hell breaks loose.
I'm right next to Mira, wherever you want to place yourself.
I'm cool. Going to be in
the studying front-ish. Robotics.
All right, we open the
door. Janet's behind the Smang.
All right, here comes some exposition. All right, so you guys open the door into the head. This room is roughly 200 feet by 200 feet. The whole room is lit by blue LEDs spread evenly throughout the room, giving everything an eerie azure glow. The room is extremely high. The ceiling is 80 feet above you. In the center of the room are three computer stations, each with a mouse, keyboard, and monitor. Each computer has a computer tower that is 30 feet tall. The faces of the computer towers are covered in 3.5-inch floppy disk slots. Columns are spaced throughout the room on a 5-foot grid. Each column is a rack containing 3.5-inch floppy disks stored every 1/2-inch vertically, extending 80 feet from the floor to the ceiling. Each column has tracks that run along it vertically. Similar horizontal tracks run between the columns 10 feet above the floor. Along the column tracks run little drones like toy trains with grabber arms that load up desired floppy disks, run them down to the horizontal tracks, hand them off to drones on those tracks, which then run them to the computer towers, switching floppies in and out of the tower slots, exchanging them to be sent back to their places in the columns. There are 40 floppy disk towers spaced on the 5-foot grid in a 200 by 200 room, which means that there are 1,600 columns in this room. With the floppy disks stored every 1/2-inch vertically, each column contains 1,920 floppy disks. That means that there are 3,072,000 floppy disks in this room. Each 3.5-inch floppy disk from the 90s contains about 2.88 megabytes. 2.88 megabytes times 3,072,000 disks means that there are roughly 8.85 terabytes of information in this room.
You could just do all that with 8 hard drives. That's crazy.
I have an 8 terabyte hard drive next to me.
Yeah, I have one too.
So that's you crazy. Have a meat plant. Got it.
I have a little meat plant.
In 2032, they have a gigantic, air-conditioned, cool room packed to the gills with floppy disks from floor to ceiling. There's 3 million... This is all math that Bince does in his head as he's looking around. And Bince is like, there's like only 8... There's like maybe 9 terabytes of information in this room, but it's a huge room with like full of like drones on little tracks, and they're all punching out floppy disks from these columns and sliding down and chooching over to these giant towers and then sliding in floppy disks and pulling them out. And at these computer stations, you see Don, who is like a super yoked out Jimmy Smits. You see a man in a suit who looks like John Frakes, and you see a super old man in a wheelchair. This guy looks like a super old ball sack. And they all snap.
Played by ball sack.
They all snap their eyes up to you.
Could it be played by a Guy Pearce from Prometheus, where he played an old man and where it just looked ridiculous?
Where he played Dr. Evil?
Yeah.
Same outfit.
Wow, that's crazy. Floppy disks?
Okay, so yeah, these three guys, they all kind of look up at you at the same time. Given a couple seconds, Don like picks up a rifle and points
Come on,
it at
Don.
You guys.
Don't do it, Don. It's okay. And I'm holding my gun, but I'm pointing it down, the shotgun.
Who the fuck are you? And you can see John Frakes guy, Agent Frank. He just gets a big grin on his face when he sees all of you guys.
Mm.
Hi there.
Hey, Frank, right? Hey.
Yeah, Agent Frank, that's me.
We're in the same department as Frank over there.
Oh, you guys are with the FBI, huh?
Yeah, we're backup.
Oh, that's great. Did you guys meet Agent Chester out there?
Yep, still alive.
Oh, that's good to hear. He's a really nice guy. Been doing this stuff for years.
Huh.
What the fuck is going on here? Who the fuck are you guys?
We're FBI. Don't worry about it. We're here to help. We're trying to clear the plant. Get everyone out of here.
I've got your girl, Don. She's safe with us. She fainted.
Yeah, Sandy, like, is so happy to see Don. She, like, starts to walk across the room or run across the room to him, like, Don! Sandy?
And we got Pete here, and Patricia, and yep.
And it's me, Janet.
You met Janet before?
FDA.
And you probably recognize me.
The gang's all here. So how can we help you?
We have a plan to clear the meat plant and make it safe and useful for production again, which I'm sure you're all very invested in.
Oh, that's what we're doing here. Me and the doctor, Don's keeping watch here.
What is the plan?
Oh, well, we're just reducing the nutrient levels over time, starving out the creature out there.
I think it found new nutrients, all the people.
Yeah, have you seen how it's working outside?
Yeah, you should check the cameras. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah, I'm checking them right here. And he, like, flips one of the monitors around towards you, and it shows, like, images of the meat plant.
Oh, God.
But it's, like... It looks like images from maybe like 2 days ago, like right after everything went down. There's like a bunch of dead bodies lying around and an occasional madman walks by. But like, it's nothing like what you've seen out there. Hmm. Like, yeah, see? Don and me have been monitoring the situation. Everything's fine.
I take off my Google glasses. Or do they have them too, since everybody has them?
Yeah.
I'm going to net send them a video with, like, authenticated timestamp on top. Would I give me a computer science roll for that or anything?
We're probably all recording.
No, you could send that.
Yeah, I'm just going to be like, here's some evidence, dude. It's really bad out there.
What is this filth? Roll a, let's see. Are you trying to persuade them? Yeah, why don't you try to persuade them?
Okay, I got a good persuade. 37 under 70.
He beat your persuade with his. He's like, what is this filth? This is a bunch... What is this, some kind of X-rated movie that the kids are watching these days? No. What are you guys getting into? Everything out there is fine. Isn't that right, Don? And Don, like, starts nodding.
Frank.
Yes, my name is Frank. Who are you?
Doctor. What's the doctor's name again?
Dr. Sinisholin.
Dr. Sinisholin.
He, like, his head pops up and he's like, meh. Hello, Janet.
Hello. What do you think is happening here, Doctor?
I know it's exactly what's happening here, you stupid cunt.
Whoa.
Why don't you tell me?
You tried to shut us down, you old witch. My meat plant will go on forever.
Vince shoots the old man in the head.
Oh, shoot.
This whole time, I think Mira, Carls, and Smangle are making eyes. Like,
yeah.
Is it the Malman? And then Vince pulls out his gun. And it's like, Oh, okay. Like,
yeah.
Well, then we will roll for initiative. Next time on the meat plant.
Oh, that was the end of that.
That was the first and only ending of this episode.
Should keep it in.
Yeah, it's still gonna be a short episode, but I don't want to get into a combat.
Slide stop.
Yeah. It'll be fun.
That was awesome. Yeah, this is exciting.
Yeah.
Don has been co-opted.
Yeah, I don't think we're gonna get
corrupted, coerced, and co-opted.
See, if we had Heart,
you know what's happening planet, is Frank was living in Don's head.
Yeah.
And he's not paying any.
He's not paying rent at all.
Meat plant is living in Dr. Sholin's head. Rent.
Sinisholin. You know who Dr. Sinisholin is?
Oh, God.
Dr. Sinisholin is the supposed creator of Polybius.
Oh, that's wow. Where we heard that before. No. I was like, I've heard this before.
What's Polybius? Oh, God. That's some good Polybius. Damn.
What, remember? Yeah. He's tying it all back into the first season where the doctor is obsessed with finding Polybius machines.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's
a play in the arcade at the fucking bowling alley. Oh,
no, the continuity between these two seasons is utterly absurd.
Morgan's losing it over here.
Oh, yeah. There's one other detail. Yeah. One other detail in the room that you guys need to know about.
Oh, okay.
Next to one of the computer towers, right next to Frank, Agent Frank, there's like a bunch of floppies being unloaded by the little floppy drones, and there's like a duffel bag full of them next to Frank.
Oh, fucking Frank, dude.
Just so you guys know.
Ah, I like Jonathan Frakes as a villain. That's a fun thing to imagine.
You know, originally I was just... You know, originally I was just going to make a me. I was going to say, I'm the bad
Jesus.
Guy.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
Well, but I was like, they'll probably shoot him right away.
Then we did make him drink milk, and then you'd enjoy it. Then we'd all quit the game.
I would keep him alive and drag him through every horror in the factory again. You're like, see, this part? That sucked.
I don't want to get in fucking... And mental chicken with teal. I don't like gross out chicken. I think we would lose.
Not once.
It's a terrible
never.
Idea.
Not with Tom's or Tippy Mel.
You know who really the big threat is Mel. Like when she gets started.
Dude, she is not allowed to run a campaign for Delta Green or else unless she pays for therapy in real life.
Like when she came up with Creamy Jimmy and Nipodemus Breston, she was on fire. She like wouldn't stop till the point where I was gagging.
God. Oh my God. Why does I have to be subjected to that?
In the background?
I think Danny was talking to somebody.
Oh. Probably.
Probably that Darrow and or Smokey and or Ellie.
Sorry, I got DoorDash. Like, you have a burrito? And I'm like, I didn't have time to mute it and time for me to go, sorry.
No, you're on burrito time. We understand that.
I thought we were going to be done a minute ago, and then we were like, no, let's keep going. I'm like, okay.
Playing with Madness is released every Thursday on your podcast app of choice. For more from us, please visit Playing with Madness Podcast on Instagram, or you can contact us at playingwithmadness@gmail.com. You can also visit r/playingwithmadness to join related discussions on Reddit, and consider joining our Patreon at patreon.com/playingwithmadness. Please rate, review, and subscribe. It really helps. Thanks!